Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning on this drizzly Monday morning. Otherwise, it's pretty decent out there, 51 degrees. It's better than 30s and 20s we were having last week and teens. So it's actually not too bad out there today. And in studio today, we have on Monday, as we have every other Monday, we have Yvonne Hall. Good morning, Yvonne. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine and fabulous. And it's not as dreary out there as it's a little bit. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's better than teens.
It's a warm.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting out there the way it feels out there today. It's better than teens and then having minus 10 wind chill like we had last week that one day. That was nasty.
I will give you that.
that was not good. All right. Well, Yvonne always comes in every other Monday, talks about what is going on around CCC. And let's go ahead and get a kick started. And today we have campus, today and Friday, we have campus tours going on.
We do. It is spring and so activity on our campus is going through the roof. Folks want to come in and they want to check us out, which we absolutely always encourage. And so today we'll have 70 students in from the Wichita area. And then Friday, I think we've got about 60 kids that are coming in from different areas to check out what Coffeyville Community College has to offer and their juniors and seniors. And so we're looking forward to that. So if you see a bunch of folks that you probably may or may not have seen before and they're in restaurants or whatever, then just know that they're here to check out Coffeyville Community College.
And that's always a good thing. It brings commerce to town as well.
That's right.
And possibly more folks deciding to attend at Coffeyville Community College.
Our thing is that we can get you on our campus, then we can... You'll want to come here.
Exactly. Coming up on March 19th, so this is a little over a month away. However, let's go ahead and start promoing it. Open house.
Open house. In the fall, we do a junior-senior day, which we target specifically the students, the junior and senior students. But in the spring, we have lots of parents who have questions about federal financial aid. They want to know about the enrollment process, the housing opportunities that we have on our campus. And so we host what we call open house, and we encourage parents to come with their students. And then we have different areas that they are able to speak with and visit with and ask questions. And I believe at this one, we're also going to have a computer lab set up so that our financial aid office can help parents with their FAFSA applications. So it's going to be a great day. Mark your calendars for March 19th, and more details will be posted on our website and social media pages.
And even though this is kind of hard to believe, fall enrollment will be starting on April 6th.
Exactly, which is the reason why we have open house in March, so that folks can get those questions answered and asked. So April 6th, we will start enrollment for the fall. And if you are looking at attending Coffeyville Community College in the fall, then now is the best time to get in and start talking to an advisor, meeting with some of our different activity and athletic directors so that you can get some questions answered, and then we can help start lining out that track for you so that you can take the classes that you need and then graduate and move on to the next journey of your educational career.
And find out what transfers to what. So
exactly.
Luckily, when I went to school, all mine transferred. It was amazing. Yep. I couldn't believe that.
That's so, the goal. Yeah. That is the goal.
So that is coming up on April 6th, fall enrollment. A little closer now, though, February 20th, that is this Thursday, will be the Columbus Tech Days.
Yes, our Columbus campus will be hosting what they call Tech Days. And it just gives students an opportunity to come in and explore the different technical career programs that we have over in our Columbus campus. And so that's just a fun day, and students come in and they can explore. They actually get to practice with the collision, like they'll get to make a dent in a car and then fix it and auto service.
That sounds fun.
I know. If you have a little bit of frustration, that's the great way to do
fun.
That. And, you know, Columbus has our new simulator. They've got the CAT simulator. So I'm not sure how or if they're going to incorporate that into Tech Days, but we're excited about that new program that we're offering over there as well.
So that is happening over at the Columbus campus of Coffeyville Community College on February 20th.
Yep.
Coming up this weekend on the 22nd, it will be CCC Hall of Fame.
Well, in addition to the Hall of Fame, we also have our basketball game against Butler, which, you know, Mr. Kyle Fisher is the head coach over there at Butler. And so we played them over there, and now they're coming over here. And it's going to be a great game. It was a great game in Butler, and it's going to be a great game here. But then we're also going to be honoring our Hall of Fame inductees during the halftime of the men's game, as well as Jay Herkelman is one of our own inductees that we will be welcoming to the CCC Hall of Fame. And then it's also going to be Fan Appreciation Night. So if you would like to come out, general admission seats will be $1. And then reserved seating will be $4. And so we would love to be able to pack the gym so that we can, you know, support our Hall of Fame inductees and then also support our current basketball teams. They're doing exceptionally well.
Oh, they are.
And it's a very exciting time. So if you have not been to a game, now is definitely the opportunity to get in and watch both the men and the women. And then hopefully, I believe we are going to be able to host one of the league or region games next week, waiting on finalizations for that. But it looks like for sure the women will be hosting.
Absolutely. Both teams doing great, both over 20 wins this season. So a big the biggest turnaround for the women, they have just turned it over since last year. So they've done really, really well this year. They look really good too.
They do. You know, they have a new coaching staff, but they also have some new players. They've got several players that returned, but Tony has come in and worked with the talent that he's got, and then he's recruited some new talent as well. And he and Sierra and Sarah have done a great job, and Candace have all done a great job of working with the girls and getting them to understand and play their type of ball.
Right. So it's been very, very exciting and very cool to see the big turnaround for the women's team this year. Coming up on between February 28th and March 1st, several performances. The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about this. This is a Tony Award-winning production, and so we are excited to be able to offer this in Coffeyville. And we're doing something different there because it is about a dog. There's a little dog in the play. And so we have partnered with the Coffeyville shelter. And so we'll have puppies out there, dogs out there for folks to visit with and play with, and they're going to be outside and then hopefully adopt. That's the goal. And then if you have any donations that you would like to donate to the local shelter at that time, then we would encourage you to bring those to the production as well. Showtimes are going to be Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. You will need to be able to reserve a ticket. Our productions are free. But we do ask that you reserve a seat just because they are typically sold out. I put that in quotes, sold out, because we don't sell them. But the seats are, they go pretty fast.
They get reserved quickly.
They get reserved very quickly. So please go online to our website, and there's a link there that you can access to reserve your spot. And then also check out the dogs and the kittens when they're out.
And the other thing, apparently on the Sunday showing, they're actually going to have one of the dogs in the production.
Yes.
So that's going to be really, really cool as well to see.
Yes, yes. They've been rehearsing with the dog. So it'll be interesting to see
what the dog decides he wants to do.
Yeah, it will be good. The other thing, we do want to remind folks that this production is for more mature audiences. So we're not recommending anyone under the age of 16 attend this production, but it is going to be a great night at the theater. So if you're interested in that, then come on out and check it out.
All right. Again, that's going to be a lot of fun coming up on the weekend of the 28th through the 1st. Of course, we already talked about basketball with the customer appreciation. Sophomore night as well as Hall of Fame night. Also going on right now are softball and baseball.
Oh, my gracious. We are getting ready to go full swing into softball and baseball. They've had a few games. They've had some, you know, weather cancellations. So
it's like, no, not yet.
Exactly. It's too early. It's too early. So
it's February. No, you're not playing yet.
So, but they are, softball is scheduled to play this February 20th at 2 and 4 at Independence Community College. And then baseball is scheduled to play, I believe at Baker at 1 and 3.
So. And, of course, some of those, some select Ravens game, baseball games can be heard on our sister station, US 98.1 this season. First season we're picking up Coffeyville Raven baseball. So
that's excellent.
So be able to hear some of those games, most of the home games and a few select road games you'll be able to hear there. Also, underway on another sport. Track is getting underway.
Indoor track is underway. And, you know, I just wanted to encourage folks to follow them on our website, redravenathletics.com. The men, I believe, are in, the last time I heard, were in fourth place right now, and the women were in 11th. So, and they are doing better and moving up the rankings there. So we've got some really great athletes all across our campus, as well as our students. So just follow us along on redravenathletics.com to stay up to date on what's going on with track, softball, baseball, basketball, soccer will be coming in. So there's all kinds of stuff going on.
There's always something going on.
Absolutely. And then always you can follow us on our institutional website at coffeyville.edu, and then all of our social media sites. So,
and if they also want to contact you by phone, how can they get a hold of you that way?
Well, they can contact me at 620-252-7095, or you can call 251-7700.
All right, Yvonne, thank you very much for coming in today. A lot of stuff, man. This list was extensive. A lot of stuff going on at Coffeyville Community College. Never a dull moment, is there?
Never. That's good. That's the way we like it.
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you very much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have some news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.